far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a narrator.
Hey, that's my job. Just go away. Right. Well, Dubby and the gang have landed themselves right in the minestrone this week. They're in a mafia-run casino in Vegas, where Tony has been caught fiddling with George's zip in the men's room, while Fatty and Arnie have been caught cheating at blackjack by using Gordon Brown as an idiot savant. Even Condi's been caught, so it looks like the time has finally come for Bush to get well and truly whacked.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a ballet dancer, or failing that, a hairdresser.
And me!
So you can imagine my disappointment in the hand that fate dealt me when I ended up being a murdering gangster.
Henry, how many times I gotta tell you, stop with the externalizing of your internal monologue, it's driving me nuts. And it don't look good in front of our intended victims.
Oh, don't mind us. We're just hanging around.
Yeah, literally. By our fate.
It's kind of fun. Look at me swinging, Condi.
Don't do that, children.
Watch this.
Hey, look out. Ow!
Ow!
Don Vito, what do you want us to do with them? Stick them in the concrete, turn them into bolognese, what?
They're disappointing me. And now, they're gonna do me a favor. They're gonna do the job on the ranch.
Well, that doesn't sound too bad. Last time I went to a ranch, I got a free Stetson, boat, belt, the whole kit and caboodle.
Henry, put them in the trunk.
Whack my bush.
Crushed. We've been in some tight spots before, but this is ridiculous!
Yeah, you'd think that being squashed up with four men in the boot of a car would be fun, but it ain't!
Condi, I usually love playing sardines, but I don't like this game anymore.
It's a good job Gordon isn't here, or it'll be really squashed.
With any luck, he's already sleeping with the fishes!
Oi, whoever's sticking their thumb into me, you don't want to know where that thumb is.
Yeah!
Uh-oh.
That uh-oh has a horribly familiar ring to it. John, don't you dare!
I'm sorry, it's a sudden release of pressure on my sphincter. Maybe if Arnie can stick his thumb back.
No way!
But it's for the good of us all, Arnie.
Hey, screw you! If you're so keen, you jam your thumb up there.
Henry, don't drive so fast. You're gonna get us pulled over.
Don't start with me, Cameron. I gotta do this. Then, deliver the coke to Eddie the Schnoz and get back in time to start cooking the abbaccio alla cacciatore!
What the fuck was that?
Don, you bastard!
Ah! My face is melting!
It's too much even for me.
Stinking limey?
Chemical attack!
What is that? Holy shit, did we hit a skunk?
Wag my bush, come on!
Shh! Okay, your job is very simple. This is the house of a man who's made Don Vito angry. All you gotta do is put his horse's head in bed next to him.
How on earth are we supposed to do that?
What? Do I look like a fucking horse whisperer? Work it out for yourselves! Just get the job done, okay, without waking him up, or you're all dead.
Well, that's it. We're dead.
Hey, don't worry, Candy. I've got a plan. All we need is a harness, a winch, some sleeping tablets, a veterinary surgeon.
Oh, shut up and start pushing.
He's gonna wake up the whole house.
Why did this guy have to go for marble floors and stairs?
Hey, maybe if we knitted him some slippers, he wouldn't make so much noise.
Come on, horsey. Horsey. Up the stairs. There's lots of hay up there. And no one would dream of cutting your head off.
I wish it would stop swishing its tail in my eyes. Why do I always have to be at a business end? Oh, God. Right in the face.
Nice one, Dobbin.
Oh, I had my mouth open!
Just keep pushing, Tony. Boy, it all seems so easy in The Godfather.
Whack my bush.
Okay, where
we're in.
What do we do now?
Now we chop its head off.
What? But Dobbin is my new best friend.
Just get on with it, Arnie.
Okay. Hasta la vista, horsey.
Arnie, we're trying to be quiet.
What? What else did you think I was going to use? You want to try and cut its head off with a penknife?
Hey, what the hell's going on in here? Why is Del Horse in here?
No, he's woken up! We're all dead!
Blimey, it's Francis Ford Coppola. Why would the Mafia want to scare him?
Who gives a crap? Shift your fat ass out of here.
Run!
Fuck!
Mind us!
Tony, that's the least of our worries.
Okay, who are these gangsters? What are they doing in my house? And what the hell's this got to do with my horse?
We wanted this to be a warning. We don't like the way you caricature the Mafia in your movies. Isn't that right, boys?
Yeah.
You bet.
You bet. Bada bing. This guy.
Some of these portrayals have been very unflattering. I got a doctor's note proving I got a speech impediment. But ever since The Godfather, every punk who can stick cotton wool in his cheeks is making fun of me. It's very upsetting. Right, boys?
Yeah!
You tell him, boss.
He cries himself to sleep most nights.
Gee, well, I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't realize. You know, tell you what, I'll have the films withdrawn on Monday.
Thank you.
Great. Does that mean you're not going to kill us?
Kill you? Are you crazy? Any friends of Gordon's are friends of ours.
What?
Yes. I've been giving them some tax advice. I've just saved them $100 million a year.
Great! So we can spend the rest of our holiday gambling in your hotel?
No. After all the cheating you did, you're banned from all our casinos. But hey, if you want to try your luck at the Indian casino on the other side of the state, go right ahead.
Whack my bush.
And the next card will be a 9, giving us blackjack.
All right, Pocahontas, we'll bet the lot.
Guys, I think we've got company.
Hey, white man.
Wow! He's the biggest Indian chief I ever saw!
You in heap big trouble.
Ow! Please! Not the hair! Hey, Condi! Look at all those buzzards circling overhead! Aren't they cool?
Yeah, great. And don't you worry, you'll get a real close view of them before long.
Well, I know we're all staked out naked in the desert, but look on the bright side, Tony.
Bright side?
We're going to get one hell of a tan.
And so we leave our leaders to enjoy the rest of their holiday in peace. Or should that be in pieces? Anyway, after more than a year of podcasting every single week, the Whack My Bush team is having a bit of a holiday too. We're going to be off the air for a few weeks, but we'll let you all know what's happening and tell you when we'll be back, refreshed and ready for the next episode of
Whack My Bush.